Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, Jules here for whatculture.com, and I want to talk to you today about being a pirate. No, not the R on the seas, matey, nor the bum variety, but about video game piracy. Now, I'm no white hat wearer on the subject, let me tell you, I've swiped more snacks than I do on Tinder, but it does amuse me when developers go to great lengths to get one back on those who've nabbed their games for free. These are 8 anti-piracy measures that were utter genius. Number 8. Take on helicopters. Vaseline Vision. Now, Take on Helicopters isn't just the way I want to die fighting, but also a simulator game about flying helicopters, surprise, surprise, made by the wonderfully anal developers over at Bohemia Interactive. Now, one of the main requirements to flying an aircraft is sight. I can't actually fly a plane because I'm partially colorblind, but when I'm staring at those lovely greys and lighter greys in the skyline, I think to myself, you know what would suck? If my helicopter windscreen suddenly began to degrade like it was being smeared with Vaseline until all I could see was an impending and possibly fiery death. Well, good news, because that's exactly what happens if you decide to pirate the game, and it's a lovely way to experience cataracts if you so wish. So have fun flying in a lubed-up window. Cheers. Number 7. The Settlers 3 Pig Iron. Now, as all blacksmiths in the audience will know, pig iron, or crude iron, is an immediate byproduct of the iron industry. It's also very useful in the game The Settlers 3, used as a resource to build weapons of war. Therefore, it's surprising and hilarious to note that if you pirated the game, then the devs switched a few things around. Trees would no longer produce fruit, you can't make new people to expand your empire, but best of all, the ironsmiths would churn out pigs rather than resources. So instead of some pokey sticks, you'd get some porky snorters, and seeing as they're the only thing you can make on demand, your kingdom will be so full of swine that it will look like Gateshead before the day is done. And cheeky little piglets will truly know what it feels like to be a con. Get it? Bacon, bacon. Oh, I'll get paid for this. Number 6. Garry's Mod. Personalized ban. Garry's Mod is a brilliant piece of kit, allowing neckbeards young and old to flex their fat hands and Dorito shavings to make the best maps, game modes, and set pieces they possibly can. It's in a similar vein to Minecraft in that there's no set objective other than to go wild and see what you can make. It's also dirt cheap and nearly always on sale in some form or another, yet if you decide the price tag is too steep, you could always steal it. However, if you do, then you might experience a few errors, amongst which is this one, which reads, unable to shade polygon normals, and then it's followed by a code. Now, here's the twist. This error code is actually unique and tied directly to your Steam account. Therefore, if you were to, say, post this in an official forum asking for help, then instead of a friendly guide, you'd be shown the door with a big old ban. Ah well, at least it's a personalised one, right? I framed mine. Number 5. The Sims 4 Pixelization. Any long-term gamer with a soft spot for The Sims will see pixelization every time their little ants go to the toilet or use a shower. However, if you pirated the game, you're gonna see a lot more of this, and that's because even after your sprites have gone for a spritz, they will stay pixelated. Now, that might not sound terrible at first, after all we live in a world of 8-bit love and throwback gaming graphics, however, the pixelization grows, and grows, and grows, until all you can see is a full screen of de-res depression. Welcome to the visual wasteland, where pixel A, which might be a person, moves over towards pixel B, which might be a baby, or a plant, or a bin. It's a horrifying world in which only pirates can live, and it's hilariously awful. Insert joke about EA punishing pirates while being scumbags. Yeah, I'm aware. Number 4. Zack McCracken and the Alien Mindbenders. Pirate Jail. A lovely little point-and-click adventure, this. Zacky Macky and the Aliens That Attacky is pure LucasArts through and through, mixing challenging puzzles with off-the-wall comedy and a ton of memorable moments in between. Now, while the graphics might look pretty dated, that soundtrack is slamming you! yet, if you pirate the game, there's a chance that the only slamming that you'll hear is that of prison bars. Because if you mess up, there's a chance that your character might be taken to a pirate-themed jail. Now, by mess up, I mean that at one point your character is asked to input a code. Now, if you have the instruction booklet, you'll know which image to put in and which code and which page to basically look up. But if you mess up five times, then you end up here. Pirate jail! And that's just the beginning, because this fellow here, who we'll dub Captain Kilroy, paces back and forth delivering a really long lecture on the evils of piracy, often turning to the player to state things like, "I think it's time you bought a legitimate copy," and "he hopes that you rot there." Then he narks off, probably to join Fidel Castro for a smoke, and leaves you there forever. Brilliant. Number 3, Far Cry 4 FOV Madness. So, I'm no coder. Believe me, just typing in a phone number is a challenge for this lad, but from what I've seen online and been told, even the slightest few lines of wrong code can balls up your game. It's the bane of many PC players, for example, who regularly group up together in forums to help each other solve issues with games. Issues like when you get into a vehicle in Far Cry 4 and it turns into something akin to travelling through a time warp. It's hilarious, but hardly practical when you're being hunted down by mercenaries. So, you might think, let's get some other nerds dialed in to help me out. Yet, if you posted this problem in the Far Cry forums, you'd only be met with a ban, as it turns out this was a clever anti-piracy measure. Ubisoft put out many of these copies themselves onto torrent sites to discourage people, and when they reported the mistake and that there was no FOV slider to fix it, they were met with a big old ban. There was, of course, the slider option in the real game, but pirates had to either endure the warp or hoof it around the entire area. No thanks. Number 2, Earthbound, difficulty and death. Can we all just stop and appreciate how bloody good Earthbound is? Honestly, it's one of the weirdest and most wonderful games I've ever played, and you know where I'm going with this, kids. It's one of my favourite RPGs of all time! Yet some people can't appreciate a good thing, and pirates certainly won't be having a good time with this one. First off, the difficulty is ramped up quite considerably by having tons more random enemy encounters hamper the flow of the game. This was clearly done to put people off with the sheer challenge. However, we all live in this world where people have just beaten Dark Souls with Guitar Hero controllers. People live for challenge. Therefore, you might have gone through the game regardless, laughing at the level of grind that Nintendo presented you with. Well, the joke's on you, friend, because if you make it all the way to the final Gygas fight, you're in for a shock. The game checks its connection to the game system just before the second phase of the fight, and if it finds any consistencies, it locks the game and forces you to restart. Fine, you think, that's okay, I'll just go back to... Oh wait, where's my save? Did the game just delete my save? Oh, Nintendo, you saucy, saucy minx! Well played. And number 1, Michael Jackson, The Experience, Vuvuzelas. Now, I'm not gonna lie, this wasn't on the top of my most known about games before I started researching this list, but I am so glad it came up because what an absolute for the banter anti-piracy measure MJ the Experience has. If you try to boot up the King of Pop's DS games via nefarious reasons, then you will be met with something a little different than the sounds of Instead, you'll have all of his songs drowned out by vuvuzelas. You know, the tiny plastic horn that sounds like a dying ox being groped by Ben Stein.
Bueller? Bueller?
Now, Marcelo Oliveira, the person responsible for putting it in the game, literally did it for laughs, and apparently Ubisoft knew nothing about it. It's so bizarre and brilliant that I almost want to download this version over the original, as it turns the experience into something much more brilliant and much more annoying.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.